9:33 left to go in the first quarter. Cannons and Outlaws are tied at one. You're looking at some video of number 72, Garrett Bowles. Garrett Bowles is the number one draft pick of the Denver Broncos, and he looks pretty comfortable with that stick in your hand, because I understand that when you were growing up, while you're a big guy and you're playing offensive line for the Denver Broncos, your first love is this game right here.
Oh, absolutely. I love lacrosse. It will always be the sport that I will always love. You know, I love football, but lacrosse will always play a special place in my heart that I'll always keep. It's just a great game that any kid can play. It really is. Any kid can come out, pick up a stick. You know, you see kids that, you know, start young and, you know, get these wicked, nasty stick skills, and then they become, you know, All-Americans in high school. And, you know, you never thought these kids would be athletes, but they come out here and they just pick it up so fast. It's just a great game that doesn't matter who you are or what you do, you can play this game.
Now, your lacrosse coach, Greg Freeman, was a huge influence in your life. Can you tell us a little bit about what he meant to you as you were growing up?
Absolutely. You know, he's my dad. You know, I love him dearly. You know, he was my lacrosse coach. He's the one that picked me up off the streets and, you know, gave me a place to stay. But we worked together. We did garage doors. He coached me. You know, when I did something dumb, he picked me up and made sure I knew. He's the only person that really picked me up off the ground and shook me a little bit when I wasn't doing my thing on the field. So I love that man. I give him everything for my support that I've been up here. He gives me, you know, love and support, and my accomplishments are definitely for what he gave me and the life that he gave me through his family, and I'm just forever grateful for him.
Mike Bocklet just gets the goal for Denver, and they get the 2-1 lead. Sieverts just finds Bocklet down low, one of the best shooters in this league, and he buries it. Garrett, I'm wondering, you know, now that you are a Denver Bronco and you've had a chance to do some OTAs and be around a little bit, has it dawned on you just how important the Broncos are to the Mile High City? I mean, people will lose their mind out here over the Denver Broncos. Has that registered for you just yet?
Oh, it definitely has registered. You know, the fans here are amazing. I couldn't have asked for a better organization. You know, from Mr. Bolin and what he has done for us, you know, the things that he gives us, he's just, you know, an amazing man. And, you know, what he's going through is, you know, very sad to hear and see. But we all love him and support him. But, you know, it goes down from him, Mr. Elway, our GM, that just leads him, and how he guides us and gives us the right coaching staff. And, you know, he drafts the right people. So when we come here, the fans here are happy to see the players that play on Sundays. So, you know, we win championships here. As you know, the Outlaws, they win championships. You know, we win Super Bowls, and that's how this town is, and that's how we're going to be for a very long time.
Well, I appreciate that, and I also want to echo that sentiment. Mr. Bolin has been great to a lot of us, you know. I remember back when we were in the championship, when I was playing, he would come down and speak to the team. I mean, it just meant a lot, and I think that's really cool that you get that. So we appreciate that, and we really love having you here, man.
Oh, thanks, man. It's awesome to be here, and, you know, this is such a great atmosphere. You know, there's a lot of fans here for lacrosse, which is good to see, but, you know, this place is packed when it comes Sundays, you know, a sea of orange, and, you know, it's just awesome. I'm so excited to run out here with my fellow rookies and my fellow, you know, teammates that, you know, are just going to be there for me when the times get hard and be there for me when the times are easy.
How about battling against that D-line and those linebackers?
Oh, man, Bob Miller, Shane Ray, and all those guys on the defense, you know, they're there for a reason. You know, they drafted for a reason to hold down our defense. We have the best defense in the nation, in my opinion. I get to go against them every single day. That makes me better. So when we play our conference, which is, you know, the best conference in the NFL, you got Bosa, Cleo Mack, and all those guys that, you know, make their life playing football. And I get to go against Vaughn and get ready for those guys, and, you know, it helps me dramatically.
Yeah, I'm interested in that. You know, as a rookie coming in against Vaughn Miller, I mean, the guy is just unbelievable. And he has an incredible bend and lean. I mean, what is it about him and some of these other guys on the defense that when you watch them, do you just find yourself saying, I can't believe that I'm on the same field with you guys?
Well, I call Von Miller the Chinese dragon, because, if you know, they're always moving and twisting and doing all those things. So, and he always laughs, but they're great teammates. Derek Wolfe, you know, Shane Ray, and all those guys, they always come up to me and just tell me, hey, you know, your hands are low, or your feet aren't moving, or, you know, you're off balance, and they're there to help me. They know that, you know, I'm going to help them, and they're going to help me, and that's how we are. So, we're just a team. We're family, and that's how it is. You know, in our organization, is we love each other. We're there for each other when we need each other, and that's what makes us so special when we come on play on Sundays.
Well, full disclosure, I'm a Giant fan, but
oh man, I don't know why I'm sitting next to you.
No, after meeting you, I am now a Broncos fan as well. Man, you're a good man. I appreciate everything that you've been saying. You're very humble, and I think that's really cool.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
So now you have a little bit of time off before you have to go into training camp. So what's the routine for you? I mean, what do you have to do between now and the time training camp gets started so that you're ready to roll?
You know, just continue to run and, you know, hit the weight rooms and get stronger as fast as I can. You know, this is a game of strength. You know, this is a man's game, so you got to make sure that you're you know, meat condition and you're eating right and you're lifting right and you're sleeping right. But I'm going to take, you know, probably a week off and take my wife to California and just lay on the beach for a couple of days. We move into our new house July 12th, so we'll probably be here in Denver until I get back, you know, to settle into our new place and get things situated and with my wife. So we're just excited, you know. This, you know, it's a long season, so I got to enjoy my time off and, you know, get ready and get ready to battle.
Last thing for you before you go, tomorrow's Father's Day, and I remember seeing you at the draft, and you had your little guy with you, and I would imagine that is really super important for you as you're going into this next chapter of your career to have this little guy with you.
Nothing's better than, you know, holding your son or waking up and he's next to you with, you know, my beautiful wife Natalie. And, you know, it's awesome being a father. You know, when you get married at first, you're like, oh, you know, should you have kids or not? But everyone, have kids, because it's amazing. You know, it's a lot of hard work, but it's rewarding. You know, every day, you know, they're smiling and they're just waiting until dad comes home and you get to hold them and love them. And that's all it's about. You know, football is cool, and I love playing for my family, but nothing's more than coming home after a long day at work and, you know, your coaches aren't yelling at you, your teammates aren't mad at you, and you can just be yourself and, you know, just enjoy life with that family. And, you know, I love going everywhere with them. You know, they're, you know, my shining armor, and I'm just appreciate that my wife has to put up with me every single day. But I love them, and I'm just very grateful. You know, Father's Day is going to be special tomorrow. You know, it's going to hit, just like my wife said, on Mother's Day, it hit her, so it's going to hit me, and I'm just excited to be a father.
You know something? I really enjoyed spending some time with you. You are really a lot of fun, and we wish you all the best, and we want you to stay healthy, and welcome to the Mile High City, and happy Father's Day to you.
Thanks,
welcome,
man. Appreciate it.
That is the Denver Broncos' number one draft pick, Garrett Bowles. He's going to be wearing number 72 for the Denver Broncos. Thank you very much, Garrett. It was a pleasure to meet you.